Welcome back to Between Two Wings. I'm your host, Emily Norman, and today we have Laura Laban with us, the CEO and co-founder of Infinite Flight. But I'm sure she's going to tell us a lot more about that later on. Laura, how's it going today?
Very, very good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so excited to talk to you about all things aviation. So we like to start off each episode by just explaining where we're at. I'm currently reliving my Discovery flight with my dad. But more importantly, I picked this photo because I know you love tailwheel aircrafts, and there is a decathlon in this photo. Ooh, I'll get that zoom point down eventually, you know, but it's right there. I only did a few spin training lessons and intro to aerobatics, so you've definitely got a little more experience on me, but where are you currently at?
So that's a picture that I took in 2019, in September 2019. That was during a flight, I think maybe one of the first flights that I did over the East River and then crossing over Central Park. That was super fun. I just love doing those flights. It's one of those that never gets boring, like flying over the Golden Gate. This was the to-go thing that I did. Just like, I don't know what to do. All right, let's go over New York. That was super fun. The first time I did that was just like, you know, I keep saying it in interviews, but like, how is this allowed? Like, how is this even possible that you're over in New York City? Like, the city is right there. You're basically overflying the river. It's insane.
Yeah, that's actually why I think every time I see photos of people flying in the corridor in New York, and you know, especially some of the ones I've seen from you, how is that possible? Like,
yeah,
how are they allowing us to do this right now?
It's pretty crazy.
Are there tips and tricks with ATC to get what you're requesting, or is there kind of a rule of thumb for flying in this area?
Honestly, I mean, there's people that have posted online videos and, you know, of how they did it, but sometimes it's just like getting over your own fear of talking to ATC. One of the assumptions that I had, like when they tell you to talk to Newark Tower, when you're in the south side, you're actually not talking to the same frequency. Like when you're crossing over San Francisco in the Bravo, you're talking to San Francisco Tower, you know, the same frequency as the big guys. Over there in Newark was a different frequency, so it wasn't that bad.
Tell me, you know, I'm a pilot who doesn't know anything about Infinite Flight. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Infinite Flight is a flight simulator that runs on iOS and Android. So it doesn't require any external joystick or keyboards or any other equipment, just your phone. You can go on the App Store, download it, and start playing. And we have dozens of planes that go from the Cessna 172 to, you know, heavy Boeings, going through like Spitfires and, you know, Warbirds and fighter jets. And we try to have realistic flight physics that come with it. So we typically talk to airline pilots or the people that fly those airplanes to make sure that we have the physics as right as we can. And usually it's we're about the numbers, especially for the latest models that we've designed. We're really close to the real numbers for normal operations. It's really helpful. Flight sims in general will help. I know there's some controversy about whether it helps or not. I think overall, it's probably better to have some experience, because if you think about it, if you just do the 50 hours to get to your PPL, that's not a lot of time in an airplane, right? So it feels a little scary almost, like to people that don't know about aviation, they'd be like 50 hours, you know, there's more time in a car here to get, you know, your driving license. So I think it's helpful for students to just get a feeling for how the airplane feels, and, you know, getting ready. Even for students who are already into their training, when they have a cross-country flight to get ready for, they can just do the flight in the simulator first to see what they can expect. If there's a mountain ridge or a certain, you know, area that's kind of troubling, they can do it.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that we push is, you know, pairing for flight with flight simulators is a good, safe way on the ground to familiarize yourself with features or just catch up on how to use the product in a less stressful environment, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the worst place to get familiar with instrumentation when you're in the plane.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then when you moved into training to become a pilot, you found a unique way to you know, get funds for that, actually selling scenery packages for Microsoft Flight Simulator. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that was, yeah, it was in like in the late 90s. I was working on freeware software packages that I was putting online. And then one day some guy from Switzerland contacted me and asked me if I wanted to work with them to make scenery packages. And I said, all right, you know, in exchange for money, why not? So we had a bunch of scenery packages made, plus some other utilities also for scenery creation. You can probably find some traces online. I'm not gonna, you know, pretty embarrassing to look at this now. So
hey, they got you to where you are now.
Yeah, I mean, it's got me to like the, you know, I paid for all my flight training with that. And it was, you know, a few years ago, so it was a little cheaper than today. But yeah, it's pretty fun to not having to, you know, have to rely on my parents to pay for flight training. So it was super fun.
Yeah. And did you have like a formula, like selling free packages meant one flight lesson, or was it a little more intricate than that?
Not really. I don't know. I guess I was just going day by day. Like, you know, that's what they tell you. Like, don't wait until you have the money to start training, because otherwise, mm-hmm. you know, you'll never do it. So I just started, and you know, the same way I got my company started. It's like, well, I'll just quit my job and we'll see what happens, you know.
Oh, you sound fearless. That's awesome. So you created Infinite Flight, which I'm sure took a lot of time and resources. How do you think this engineer coding background and all this experience helps better you as a pilot?
I think it's kind of like a shared, like both worlds. You know, as pilots, we have to do a lot is anticipating possible problems. You know, when they tell you, like, if you don't feel well before a flight, you know, you should self-assess and you know, kind of forget about it for the day. And same for the weather, you know, you have to plan way ahead, you know. In coding, there's, especially when you're publishing on the apps where, like, you know, you guys at ForeFlight are doing, there's a lot of, like, we can't push updates like a website, you know. And if something goes wrong, if you don't have contingency plans to make sure that, you know, your users can keep on playing, there's trouble for you. So we have, we typically have, you know, systems in place to make sure that, you know, some server side things can be changed, because sometimes, you know, things break on the server side, either from on our end or sometimes, you know, partners. And what can we do if it fails? But it's hard to plan everything, but yeah. Having an idea of some of the systems that could fail, that kind of stuff is very similar to what we would do in aviation, like planning ahead of time to make sure that, yeah. you know, you don't get in a corner.
So what is your favorite aviation activity to relax? Is it going out and flying? Is it playing an Infinite Flight? Is it your work? What is it?
It's a little bit of everything that's mm-hmm. aviation related. I like to code. I like to go fly. I like to play the app as well. But if I had to pick one, it would probably be flying.
And yeah. I know you were living in New York and you recently moved back to Paris. So which city gives the best views for flying?
New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
by far. Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this episode of Between Two Wings. If you want to keep up with Laura, check in on her Twitter or Instagram, and also go and check out Infinite Flight. So guys, we'll see you next time.